Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for December the 8th, 2016. I'd like to welcome everyone here and wish you all a happy, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The first item on the agenda is the roll call, please.
Clements. Falk.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Spranger.
Here.
Wallager.
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's responsibility of the board to interpret the zoning ordinances as they apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to visit the site in question and usually comes prepared to vote on the item at this meeting. Could I have a approval or
I'll make a motion to approve the meetings, the minutes of the last meeting.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Been motion and second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Wallager?
Yes. We have three items tonight. One item, the first one, has been delayed again for the next meeting in January. It's at case number 16-092 at 3557 Deertail Road in R2 District. Case B is 16-110 at 4060 Middle Road. It's a request for a special use permit to allow a drive-up window submitted by Build-A-Suit Incorporated. Kevin Kohlner is the owner. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is at the corner of Woodfield Drive and Middle Road. It's highlighted in yellow and the graphic being displayed. This would be the site of a new banking facility. It'll be a branch of the University of Iowa credit union, much like the one that's up on 53rd, to give you a reference as to what this, how it will be developed. As part of that, they would like to have a drive-up window. The drive-up window will be on the north side of the building. The window itself is indicated with the red words up on the graphic being displayed. There will be three tentative lanes that will be open for drive-up traffic. The drive-up lane can accommodate from 9 to 10 vehicles if all lanes are open. If only one lane is open, there'll be a sufficient stacking for at least four vehicles lined up at the drive-up window. Staff has summarized the 9 standards required for special use in the staff report that was submitted to you, and staff feels that the request does meet those standards. To access the drive-up window from Middle Road, you will proceed in a counterclockwise around the building and begin stacking in that direction. If approached from Woodfield Drive, it would be straight in to the drive-up facility. We don't feel there's any conflicts with traffic or pedestrian traffic. The developer has held a neighborhood meeting with the adjacent homeowners association to address their concerns and incorporated some of those things into the design accordingly. Planning and zoning has reviewed this request for the site plan and recommends approval to the city council. Tonight we're asking that you would review the usage of the drive-up use as it is presented here. I believe that summarizes the case. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there discussion among the board?
No.
I move its approval.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The motion to approval for the second. Okay. Go ahead, Lisa, call the roll.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Reiner?
Yes.
Wallager?
Yes. Case 16-110 at 4060 Middle Road, a C2 district, has been approved. Case 16-111 at 627 8th Street, an R2 district. It's a request for a variance to allow an accessory building, a garage, within 3 feet of the front property line adjacent to 8th Street, submitted by Michael Laveri. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman. The site is located at the southeast corner of Jones Street and 8th Street. It involves the site that is being highlighted on the graphic being displayed. The applicant would like to place a 24 by 28 foot detached garage within 3 feet of the front property line adjacent to 8th Street. The chosen location, according to the applicant, is due to a new $2,000 patio that was installed in 2015 by placing it back further away from the property line adjacent to 8th Street. It would have to be torn apart for the new detached garage. The chosen location also allows easier access, as it would not be opposed from the garage directly across the street. The applicant feels that this request would not detract from the neighborhood, as there are already several other structures in this immediate vicinity and adjacent to 8th Street that are equally set back from 8th. Three of them that were pointed out by the applicant are shown with the numbers 1, 2, 3 on the graphic being displayed, and their relationship to the site you can see as the site is boxed in with the yellow box. Also, as staff visited the site, we noted a fourth one at this location as well with the same setback. Site number one involves 803 8th Street, and it has a 4-foot setback off of the property line adjacent to 8th Street. The second site is at 709 8th Street, also has a 4-foot setback off of the property line adjacent to 8th Street. And the third one was 803 Holmes Street, and that too has a 4-foot setback off of 8th Street. An item worth noting: routinely, we will find property lines, especially in the original sections of the city, that are on average 1 foot back of the public sidewalks. In this particular area, the property line is 8 foot back, plus the 3 foot that they're asking for with the variance. That would actually put the new garage structure setback 11 feet from the sidewalk. I believe that summarizes the request and the items that the applicant wanted to point out to the board. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Just a question.
Yes, sir.
Technically, it's the property line is 50 feet back from the center of the street. Is that the case in this situation?
From the center of the street?
Usually it is.
I did not measure that. I can't answer that question, I'm afraid.
Most cases, it's 50 feet back from the center of the street.
This property line is set back an additional amount than you see. You see in these area here, it's just like 1 foot back of sidewalk. But there are some places like the involved site over here that had additional setback. You had one up here. Oh, 3 months ago, where a deck was allowed to be placed out on the corner lot there, and you cited that extra setback as well. That was a considerable amount of setback in that particular case.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't have, years ago, we didn't have the building department we have today.
That's correct, sir.
Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you like to go to the podium, sir, and state your name and address?
In favor of this, yes.
Right back there, sir. It's got a microphone so we can record it for the minutes.
Well, I guess the main issue with my property would be to take away from the backyard area where we have a privacy fence around it. And on the aerial view, you don't see on the east side of the sidewalk where there was a patio put in there, but the west side of the garage would be the front of the property where it's pretty much unusable. And being that those other properties were in the direct line of sight, it seems like it would be just easier for us, I guess, and I was just trying to think of any negatives. I can't think of any.
Access to the garage would come off of 8th Street or off the alley?
Off the alley.
Off the alley, okay. And so that way, okay, John, I
yes,
see
sir.
Now. Okay, that was a question.
There is a As I recall, there's a fire hydrant in that area there. I believe there's also a tree and everything that would not make it practical to come in off of 8th Street. And I think as long as there is access available off the alley, that is what the Public Works Director would prefer rather than a curb cut for the street.
John, I have a question while the applicant's still at the podium. Do we not need to be cognizant of sight lines for access and egress just because it's an alley? Because it appears that as proposed, the structure would cut into what we would normally consider sight lines.
The 35-foot triangle?
Right.
I believe you're right.
Because I think, you know, with children using alleys for bikeways and things like that, that's a real concern for me, is safety.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You don't have that situation on these alley exits as they exist. And you're absolutely correct. Normally, we ask for a 35-foot triangle.
Right.
And an alley is considered a traffic intersection. It is. Yes.
Okay.
Anything else, sir?
I was just wondering, with the 35-foot angle, would that, if it were to cut back from some of the 10 feet that I'm asking, would that be proposed? Like,
well, don't do the 35-foot triangle from property line. We actually do it from the paved portion of the roadway. So what the 35-foot triangle would be is coming back here, then coming back here and doing the hypotenuse like that.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, I did that wrong. Should be here.
Yeah, right. Here. The roadway. Here.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Where the traffic can travel.
But the commissioner's question to me is correct. It will impede into a 35-foot vision triangle. It will.
Is there enough room to move the garage back without affecting the patio that he put in?
I could go half that and come straight on the patio. I could go 5 feet and come directly onto that sidewalk.
5 foot back further?
If it was 5 feet back from where I was asking, it would come directly to the sidewalk in the backyard, which I could take out and make another sidewalk.
So, just to be clear that I'm understanding you, you were asking for it to be set back 3 feet. You're indicating you could make that 8 feet?
3 more feet, sir?
Five more feet.
Well, I believe the asking was 10 feet, wasn't it? 10 feet in front of the property line, 3 feet from the line. Yes, yes, you are correct. 8 feet, I'm sorry.
Okay, so that would get you 16 feet back from the sidewalk plus the green area, you're probably getting another 4.
20.
You're getting closer to your vision triangle.
Yeah.
Just as a statement from me, since I asked the question, I would find it, to me, I cannot support this unless we know that the vision triangle has been preserved. You know, to supposition isn't really enough. I would like to know that it has been indeed preserved. Because that's an alley is probably a place where it's more dangerous because you've got people that are less aware using the entrance and the exit from that alley. I'm referring mostly to children.
Were you planning on breaking ground this month?
No, in the spring.
Well, we
Would this be something we could defer and staff would work with the applicant and see that we...
Kind of work something out if we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we would know what the situation was.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that angle, that, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, staff should have pointed that out.
Okay.
So do you need a motion that we defer this?
Let's continue here first.
Somebody has some else.
Let's see what somebody else has to say.
So they don't have to come back.
Anything else, sir?
No.
Okay, well, you'll work with the city then to get this ironed out?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this? Tony, would you like to go to the platform, state your name and address, please?
Yes, Tony Castro, 810 Home Street there in Bettendorf, right across the alley from the proposed project. And one of my big objections is that within 3 feet of the front property line along A Street, which is a very traffic load there, that being back just 3 feet and then backing out into the street would be very dangerous, you might say, if you're not paying close attention.
But he did indicate, Tony, he's going to back out in the alley.
Excuse me?
He's going to back out into the alley.
Oh, he's going to back out into the alley?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The garage doors would be on the alley side.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I didn't see that language there. But yeah, then being there, it's 3 feet back from the property line, it would be the only building along the entire length of A Street that is not set out that far. Everybody else, all the other buildings, be it garage or house, is set back to the current setback where all the other houses are. So 3 feet back, it would project it out in, you know, out of line with the rest of them.
But to fit this triangle, the gentleman has agreed to set it back about 8 or 5 feet more, which would be 8 feet from the property line.
It'll be more than that.
Five onto the three?
Yeah.
Five onto the three.
At least.
So it'd be 8 feet from the property line.
Yeah, that would be a minimum.
That's a minimum.
Minimum, if it would work out with the city and their triangle measurements.
And then along actually along his current driveway that he has for his garage, there's a fire hydrant sitting there.
Right.
Yeah.
Also. That they would have to, you know, I guess say work around or...
That would be quite a ways away from the garage.
Pardon me?
Be away from the garage.
Yeah, it's between the curb and the sidewalk.
Yes.
Right by the alley's edge there.
Right. Technically, we're going to postpone this item until January. So you're welcome to come back in January and hear what the final discussion is.
Okay.
If that's agreed with everyone here.
Very good. Fine.
Anything else, Tony?
No, that was it for tonight.
Okay, thank
you. I heard you guys wanted to leave early, so I'm all done.
Thanks, Tony.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yeah.
When I made the site visit, I also visited with Tony, and when I go down and we work out this vision triangle thing, I'll make sure we talk to you two.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer this?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Could you call the roll?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Springer?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. Case 16-111 at 627 8th Street has been deferred until the January meeting. Thank you, everyone. We are adjourned. Yep.